We're talking with Dr. Kathy Raymeyer, who's a plant pathologist who has a lot of experience with low tunnels in Kentucky. Kathy, thanks for visiting with us this morning. We're talking in the spring-summer of 2018 here. And tell me a little bit about your background and how you got started with low tunnels and about your experience using them to grow vegetables.
Well, sure. Thank you for having me. Well, I'm a professor of pathology at the Kentucky College of Osteopathic Medical School, and so that may sound like a far stretch as to how I got involved in low tunnel work, but I primarily did it for my family. I have family members that have celiac disease, which means it's a food sensitivity, and we had to be really careful about the types of foods that they were eating, and so we were growing a lot of our own food, and I had just given birth to my second daughter and got lazy cleaning up the garden in the fall, like you're supposed to do, and ended up having a lot of crops that overwintered that winter on their own, things that got left in the ground like carrots and spinach without any protection at all. And I was really surprised by that. This was in about 2012. So I got to Googling, like we all do, right, whenever we come across something interesting and unique. And I came across a gentleman named Elliot Coleman, who's a winter garden specialist up in Maine. And in reading his work, learned that there's a lot that you can grow in winter. And we certainly have a more hospitable climate to growing in winter than Maine does. And so I decided to try it out here. At that time, using plastic covered low tunnels. But as I continued to grow and look for labor-saving methods, I stumbled upon using fabric row covers and began to the point in time when I actually founded and operated an organic farm myself, began using those fabric row covers exclusively to cut down on labor. So that was pretty much the system that I used when I stopped farming last year.
When we talk about a low tunnel, let's just kind of start with the very basics here. What is a low tunnel, and how's it different from a high tunnel, and what are some of the different kinds? You've already mentioned different kinds of covers, but what is a low tunnel?
Right. So most people are familiar with, when they think of growing in winter, they think of a greenhouse that has to be heated. A high tunnel is essentially an unheated greenhouse, and a lot of growers in Kentucky will use a high tunnel, and I had a high tunnel as well, and so I'm familiar with high tunnel growing, and there's some advantages to using a high tunnel and some downsides. Low tunnels are, there's lots of different versions of low tunnels, but essentially they're, you can think of them as beds that have been covered with hoops or wire. I used metal hoops, like an EMT metal conduit bent over the beds, and then also wire hoops. And then most growers will put plastic over those hoops to protect the beds underneath. So there are these low tunnels that come to about hip height if you're using the bent metal conduit, or if you're using wire hoops. Those low tunnels might just be maybe a foot off the ground, just barely covering the vegetation. Many growers use clear plastic, so that's going to allow light in, but yet it's also going to protect the crops from frost and freeze damage whenever temperatures get colder. I started using exclusively fabric row covers, and it's not fabric in the sense of cotton. It is actually plastic. It's polypropylene, usually. There's lots of different materials that can be used, but this is just a spun, tiny little polypropylene fibers, and that allows the vegetation underneath to breathe, and it also allows water in, which is also really important to growing plants as well, as everybody knows.
So besides season extension and frost protection, which are main benefits for low tunnels, what are some of the other benefits that they can have for crops, both overwintering and not overwintering?
Sure. Well, I mean, a lot of growers will use low tunnels for providing protection from pests. So there are some lighter weight row covers that are allow appropriate ventilation. So both especially plastic, clear plastic row covers, it can get really hot in those low tunnels in the winter even. So I've had low tunnels when I was first starting out that would approach 90, 95 degrees on a clear sunny day when it was in the 30s. So, you know, definitely it's something that you have to manage. So most growers, when they're using low tunnels for crop protection from pests, they're using a real lightweight fabric row cover that allows air to get through and keeps the plants from overheating, but yet the spaces between the fibers are tight enough that pests like flea beetles or cucumber beetles or squash bugs can't get through to the plants.
And how about some other benefits in terms of marketing mix and being able to extend the season for crops and maybe have a longer marketing season, thinking to back to your experience in growing vegetables for sale there in Kentucky?
Right. So, you know, primarily our main winter crops that we were really successful with, a lot of root crops just do wonderfully through the winter. And importantly, it's, you know, these are root crops that you're starting in the early fall, late summer. And then essentially you're using the fabric row covers to give them protection from frost and freeze damage. They're still in ground, and you can almost think of using the field as this huge outdoor refrigerator that you're storing the crops in. And frequently we didn't use hoops at all. I found that just laying fabric over those root crops provided more protection than having these large hoops, and it was also convenient in that wind was less likely to catch the fabric row covers and use them as a sail. So root crops get incredibly, incredibly sweet in the wintertime. You know, that's how these plants are withstanding freeze damage, they accumulate sugars. And so carrots, beets, a lot of fun, funky daikon radishes, watermelon radishes, wonderful salad turnips. These things just sweeten up, and they're remarkably freeze resistant. So certainly most of these, all the way through January, we were able to just store in ground and then just, you know, keep them covered with the fabric row cover around about a January when the really hard freezes would come in. And we got as cold as minus 14 using this system. Around that time, usually we would add two or three extra layers of row cover to prevent those crops from getting any damage. And if they were sensitive crops like salad turnips, we would go ahead and pull those and store them in our walk-in cooler. But most things just storing right there in ground. So root crops were really popular, and you can get a premium price on them as well because there are no other farmers that are growing them. A lot of fun, funky salad mixes. So a lot of the Asian greens, like little mini pak choy and frilly, colorful Asian mustards. We grew a mix of that called Mild and Wild from Osborne Seed Company, and people just went crazy over it. In the wintertime, when they're grown in the cold, they don't get spicy like a lot of people think mustards do. So we had this beautiful, colorful salad mix grown right there in the field, and we could harvest that all winter long. We grew it in our high tunnels as well, but we definitely preferred the mix that was coming out of the field because it was just so much sweeter and mild.
One of the challenges with protected agriculture is the amount of labor that's involved.
Yes.
Talk a little bit, you mentioned already switching from plastic to plastic woven covers, but talk about the labor challenges with low tunnels as compared to other systems.
Right. Well, you know, kind of counterintuitively, when we got our high tunnel 2 years ago, I thought, oh, hot dog, this is going to be so much less work. but counterintuitively, it was not. We did not have any of the automated systems for roll-up sides and, you know, opening the vents. And so we were doing all that manually. And I found myself constantly thinking about the high tunnel. Oh, you know, do I need to go up there and out there and crank up the sides? Do I need to open up the vents? Still in a high tunnel, you have to cover the plants at night in the deep deep winter to keep them from freezing and uncover them during the day. And so, believe it or not, a high tunnel for us in growing in winter was a lot more work than growing in low tunnels out in the field. Using plastic-covered low tunnels is extremely labor-intensive, and that's frankly why I went to exploring the possibilities so intensively with just using the fabric row covers. Because essentially what I found is, you know, these are, you know, they are self-venting to some degree. On those really nice, you know, January, February days that we occasionally get in Kentucky where it's in the 50s, I would go ahead and go on out and uncover the plants and let them get some good sun and, you know, air out and that type of thing. But for the most part, you know, in the deep winter in January, in February, everything stayed covered. And so there was not a lot to do except come harvest time to go out there and you know, remove sandbags and take covers off and harvest. The going to the system as well where it was just fabric row cover laying on those root crops was also a labor saver in the sense that, you know, when you get some high winds that come through on any crop that's covered with fabric row cover, there is that risk that you're going to have covers that act like a sail and they blow off. And so that tends to happen the higher the hoops are off the ground, the higher the height of the hoops, the more of the tendency for those to act like a sail. So eventually what I started graduating to as I progressed as a winter grower, as the height of my hoops got progressively lower and lower and lower. So we certainly had some things that we covered with the big bent metal conduit. So things like overwintering broccoli and cauliflower, those were covered with the big metal hoops. But as much as I could get by with just having that fabric as low to the ground as possible, that's what I went with.
Well, thanks. We've been talking with Dr. Kathy Raymeyer and about low tunnels. And Dr. Raymeyer, what would you recommend for someone that's maybe not done low tunnel production before, thinking about adding it for some season extension to their existing operation? What are some resources that you would suggest that they check out in addition to some of the things available through the Center for Crop Diversification?
Well, certainly there's a lot of information that's available on the internet now, just simply because there are a lot of growers that are using low tunnels, not just for season extension, but also for winter growing. Growing for Market, that publication has a number of resources on low tunnel growing. I have written some things as well. So I used to have a gardening blog called Mother of a Hubbard. And so if you go to Mother of a Hubbard, that's Hubbard like the squash, motherofthehubbard.com. I've got lots of resources on there for growing in winter, from varieties, a variety listing to planting dates and that type of thing. I have been working on a book as well that hopefully will come out in the next year or so, called Garden Undercover. But so Growing for Market is a great resource that is readily available online. Ben Hartman of Clay Bottom Farm also does a lot of season extension, winter growing work that he has written about in some of his books. And then, of course, getting back to where I started as well with Elliot Coleman. He's got a number of books on winter growing, particularly the four-season harvest is a great one to start out with.